This is Father Tom Herron, retired pastor of St. Monica Church. Today's gospel is from John chapter 14. It takes place during the Last Supper. Jesus is giving his final instructions to his apostles about the work they will be doing in his name. He tells them that if they know him, then they know the Father. He also tells them if they believe in him, they will do the works that he does, just as he does the Father's works. He also promises that if they ask for anything in his name, he will do it. He is thus asking his apostles to be his continued presence in the world. The apostles took those words to heart. After Jesus ascended into heaven, they went out to the world. Their ministry continued the work of Jesus. They taught the message of Jesus to all who would listen. They worked healings and miracles in his name. And with the exception of St. John, they even gave up their lives as martyrs in his name. Jesus continues his presence today in the church through the Pope, the bishops, the priests, the deacons, the religious, and all of us who have been baptized. We have all received the same calling that Jesus had given to the original apostles. It is a great responsibility and a great privilege to be the presence of Jesus in our world. Over the years, so many of you have put much effort in trying to be faithful Catholics. The church continues to grow because Jesus continues to work through you. We might not always be successful in our efforts, but if we are faithful, Jesus will make his presence felt in our world. Don't ever be afraid to be the presence of Jesus to a stranger. You never know what he can do through you. Let us now pray. Jesus, our world truly needs you. Please help us to be your presence in the world today. Amen.